Anatomy and Physiology, Gulf Coast State College. In today's short discussion, we're going to take a look at DNA replication. In other words, we're going to talk about how we duplicate our DNA. We mentioned it when we studied the S phase in the cell cycle, but now let's get specific. It occurs in the nucleus during the S phase of interphase. Of course, that should be review for you. How's it happen? Well, using our old friend's enzymes, circle it, highlight it, whatever you want to do, using enzymes and some energy from ATP, the weak hydrogen bonds, weak but important hydrogen bonds between the nitrogen bases are broken and the DNA unzips. So ATP unzips the DNA. It pops the hydrogen bonds. ATP pops the hydrogen bonds. Then, new nucleotides from the cytoplasm enter the nucleus through nuclear pores. Those are little holes or pores in the nucleus. And they enter into the splitting DNA and locate their complementary bases. Remember the complementary bases, the base pairs in DNA are ATGC. That's at Gulf Coast. Don't write that on the test. On the test, you write adenine pairs with thymine and guanine pairs with cytosine. Now, we need some more energy for that because to attach the new nucleotides, it takes a little juice. Where does that energy come from? Well, if you remember the basic structure of a nucleotide, you know that the nucleotide has its own phosphate group. So the nucleotide brings in its own energy for attachment because it's in the high energy bond of its own phosphate group. Also, how's this whole thing happen? It's much more complicated than what we're doing here. And again, here comes one of my favorite things, enzymes, all different enzymes. And if you study much further and in depth on this subject, you will see all kinds of enzymes help to facilitate the processes. And the enzymes are basically named after exactly what they do. So it's not that hard. When we replicate our DNA, we end up with new DNA strands that are half old and half new. Therefore, you'll hear the term called semi-conservative. That's because we conserve some of our DNA because half of the new DNA helix is old, but half is going to be new. So that's why they call it semi-conservative, because we save half. Here's a figure from your book to try to show you it. Up top, here's our old friend, double helix DNA with the purple sugary phosphate poles. Remember that? And then we have our nitrogen bases that form the base where we walk up the rungs of the ladder. And here we have our AT and our GC, our complementary at Gulf Coast base pairs. Now, what happens in DNA replication? Using enzymes and energy from ATP, we pop those hydrogen bonds between the nitrogen base pairs. We unzip the DNA. Then what happens from the other slide? New nucleotides from the cytoplasm enter the nucleus through nuclear pores. And they find their complementary base pairs. So here's a thymine, for example, finding an adenine. And the energy for attachment to form that new hydrogen bond comes from the energy in the new nucleotide's own phosphate group. And in the end, you see, we end up with two new molecules of DNA. And here is the old strand in purple that we conserve, and then the new strand shown in sort of this pale green bluish color. At the bottom of the slide, got a couple interesting questions you should know about. First of all, how much of our DNA is the same? Turns out it's about 99.9%, at least that's what most books say. In other words, it's that 0.1% that makes us all different. That's sort of amazing to think about. Also, you should know about something called recombinant DNA. What is recombinant DNA? That's something you'll hear about, and a lot of research being done on that as well. Recombinant DNA, it kind of goes like this. You take DNA, usually in a type of a virus called a bacteriophage. And what a virus does, specifically a bacteriophage, it inserts pieces of its own DNA into a bacteria. So it inserts segments of DNA into a bacteria. And then bacteria, as we know, multiply and divide and grow very, very rapidly. And so that bacteria will now produce material, usually proteins, from the new DNA, from the new gene, from the new piece of a genetic code it was given from that virus. So in the lab, bacteria are manipulated. You take viruses, you have them inject a gene or some genes that you want into the bacteria, and then that bacteria will produce a lot of something you want. For example, we can make bacteria produce lots of insulin or growth hormone or interferon, and these are chemicals you'll see. You'll inject them into patients to help them. I guess insulin is probably the best example I can give you. If you read the bottle on insulin that you inject into people, a lot of times it'll say this insulin was made through the process of recombinant DNA, and now you know what that's all about. We'll leave off here, and then next time we will talk about protein synthesis.